Next, we have an interview that was conducted this morning by Diamond Owens, a teen member of the Troy Boys and Girls Club. She sat down with husband and wife, Jerry and Elvira Ford. Jerry is a founder of and organizer of the non-for-profit Love This organization, Team Hero, and the Block Center, a program aimed at and to motivate and empower teens aged 11 to 17 years old. Elvira is the coordinator of the food program in Troy Boys and Girls Club.
Diamond Owens back with this week's episode of The Weekly Scoop. Today we have two people who are the very reason I was able to positively transition into fixing my life. Mr. and Mrs. Ford, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing good. Good. I can't complain.
Okay, so my first question is for Mr. Ford. A few weeks ago, you and Mr. Harper accepted an award. What was the award for, and where did you guys go to get the award?
So a few weeks ago, we were recognized by the National Boys and Girls Club for a positive youth, it's called Excellence in Programming, and for our positive youth development program called the Block Center. We actually accepted that award at the National Boys and Girls Club Conference, which was in sunny San Diego, California.
And how was the trip as a whole?
The trip was a long trip. We flew across country. It was like all together, I think, a six-hour flight. And other than that, it was a very enjoyable trip. Never been on the West Coast before, so that was just something that was just, you know, mind-blowing.
And did you pick up any ideas for any from any of the other groups there?
Well, we had an opportunity to speak with some representatives from the National Boys and Girls Club. And just to be honest with you, they actually liked our ideas. So they were more impressed about what we were doing and how we were able to get volunteers involved in the local Boys and Girls Club.
Okay. And Ms. Ford, you have done a lot with many young women in the Block program, such as women's empowerment. What are some things you wish to accomplish with doing all of this?
My main thing to accomplish with the young women is to set an example by, you know, teaching them communication skills, decision-making skills, empowering themselves to believe in themselves. Society today has them viewed in a different way where they have to be strong and very confident in what they believe. So I just want to empower them to have a voice to speak up and be heard.
Okay. And Mr. Ford, how did and does it feel to accomplish things with the community when the odds seem stacked against you?
Wow. So it just seems like over the last about 15 years, I've been faced with that having the odds stacked against me and overcoming that. So it really feels very well. It feels definitely very well because, you know, the community is behind us, and that's very important. If anyone is to be successful, they have to have a great network with them.
Okay. Miss Elvira, being Troy Boys and Girls Club food director is a hard task, feeding over 700 kids. How do you prepare yourself and your staff to transition between the summer and fall sessions?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, this is my first year working with the Troy Boys and Girls Club food program. So as you ask that question, I'm in the middle of transitioning from the summer food service program into the school-age program, which we provide, you know, over 1,000 meals for after-school programs across Rensselaer and Albany counties, and with hopes to expand. The preparation comes with a lot. It comes with, you know, encouraging staff, making sure I'm addressing all the ands, ifs, and buts, and what could-haves. I mostly prepare by just bringing over those same empowerment skills over to my staff and, you know, encouraging them to make decisions and have a vision for the food program, which is to make sure kids get the nutritious meals that they need to be successful in school and have a great education. So it's not just about, you know, having a job. Anybody can work anywhere and make a certain amount of money, but there's also a vision and just encouraging them to, you know, see the vision, feel the vision makes our program successful because everything else will fall into place. As far as production, I mean, because 1,200 meals is a lot of meals daily. So production is everything, you know, making sure that these kids get these meals on time and they're the right temperature and they have all the components they need. So I, you know, take love to making sure that, you know, all of those things are set to go when those meals go out and leave our kitchen.
Okay. And you guys often use your past experiences, both things you have been through and seen people go through, to inspire people. I know it has helped me a lot. So besides the two murders on 06, what made you guys really put yourselves out there and encourage teens and adults all over?
Wow. I want to say, you know, you're right. It is our past experiences. I know for me personally, I've made some decisions in my life where I've had to suffer the consequences. And I often tell, you know, our young people, like, I've made the mistakes for you. You know, I'm willing to stand up in the pit and say, you don't have to do this because I know what it will turn out. But also reminding them that they are a free agent. And Mr. Ford knows that I'm big on the natural consequence, because whether that be good or bad is something that's always going to happen. And the way that I grew up, I did not have the guidance or the mentor or someone to talk to. I had people in my family that, you know, steered me this way, steered me that way, kind of like put a bug in my ear, so to speak. But the teaching and the ultimate decision was up to me and what I was willing to take from what was told to me or what was taught to me. So it's my opportunity to give back to young women and just let them know that they're awesome, they're beautiful in their own skin, and that they can do anything. And I also, you know, not just encourage young women, but I also encourage young men, because I have two sons of my own, that they are great and you do have a voice, and don't take the long way, you know, if you don't have to, you know, by making your mistake. If you examine the consequences, and we have this CDC thing that we always say, it's all in your choices, decisions, and consequences. Any decision that you make, you know, that should be examined. CDC, what am I going to do? What is this going to lead to if I do this?
And Mr. Ford?
So, when you speak about the murders that happened on 6th Ave, that was definitely something that propelled us into really, like, engulfing ourselves in the work. Prior to those murders, we had already been doing the work. You know, me and my wife, we set out on our Team Hero mission around the spring of 2013. So roughly over 5 years ago. We started our community work, but then you can go back even further than that. We have been working in the church and with Troy Central Little League and working with, you know, at-risk youth. I feel that, you know, we've been blessed. Like, we've been blessed. We are blessed and highly favored. And for me and my wife to overcome so many things that we've overcome and the experiences that we have, it's like, why wouldn't you want to give back? Why wouldn't you want to give back? Why wouldn't you want to help others succeed? And why would you, on the flip side of that, why would you want to see someone go down the same path that you went down, knowing all the hurt and the pain that accompanies that? So it's like, in our life, it's the most natural thing to do, you know? It's like second nature. It's like breathing. You don't have to tell yourself to breathe, you know what I'm saying? Your body just automatically does it. And that's what we do when we give back, when we're working in the community, when we're working with our young people. That's what we do. We give back. And it's second nature at this point.
Okay. And helping kids is one of the many things you guys are amazing at. How do you guys stay motivated when things get hard?
Ooh, Jesus. You know, my favorite thing is I come this far by faith. You know, when we set out on a goal to, you know, create Team Hero and do this Team Hero thing, you know, we had so many visions and so many missions, and it was just like we wanted to do everything, and we felt like we were capable of doing whatever we wanted and take whatever sacrifice in order to help lift a young person up and just encourage them to go on and be great in their life based on, you know, the mistakes we've already made for them. So, you know, our faith is very important to us, and we often invest in that, you know, through prayer, through meditation, through scripture. And I just know with God, all things are possible. And I think that's one of Mr. Ford's favorite scriptures, John 3:16, you know, and we believe in the impossible, and we believe that we will change each youth, even if it's one by one. That's a life. It matters, and we care.
Mr. Ford?
Yeah, so, I mean, I gotta bounce right back off what she was saying, especially in the faith, you know, because that's where we get our strength from. Our background, you know, is deeply rooted in our faith, you know, and that's what allowed us to change our lives, and that gives us our resilience, you know. So we built a lot of relationships when we first moved to Troy through the church, United Ordained Church. Shout out to my pastor, Bishop Dr. F.A. Edmonds, yes, and all the staff and the clergy that are associated with United Ordained Church family. But, you know, that's where our foundation came from, our church. And, you know, even growing up, you know, my wife does have a background. I have a background stemming from church, you know, Greater Bethel AME in Deerfield Beach, Florida. So that's how it allows us to keep going, you know, our faith that things will get better, things will, you know, turn around. It's just sometimes you got to put a little, you know, elbow grease behind it.
Okay, and one last question. How do you guys manage and prepare yourselves for, like, dealing with everything that goes on at home and then dealing with everything that goes on at outside of the home, and with all of the things going on in the both of those places, get everything you want to get done?
So let me, on that one, I'll say this, that, you know, our lives, they basically intertwine. So everything kind of runs into the next thing. The only time we ever really away from our children is when they're in school. But after school, they're with us at the Boys and Girls Club, you know, with my wife working at the club. So everything kind of always entwines. So yes, it's not like there's this big separation or there's this big gulf. My job, I work for the Department of Health, New York State. So that's probably the only thing that's kind of separate a little bit. But everything kind of works together. So with that being said, it gives us the opportunity to kind of address things as they go along, as far as schooling, as far as home life, as far as those different things. And we don't have to put things on the back burner. We can always kind of just address it as it goes along. And as you know, Diamond, the boys, they love the Boys and Girls Club. My daughter, she loves it also. So it just, everything just kind of like plays into each other. That's the beautiful part about it.
That concludes this week's show. Thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Ford for coming in. We'll be back next week with the mayor of Troy, Patrick Madden.
Thank you, Diamond,
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming.
That was Diamond Owens in a conversation with Jerry and Alvira Ford. Alvira is a coordinator for the food program at the Troy Boys and Girls Club, and Jerry is the founder and head of Team Hero. Once again, I love that organization. And Block Center.